Headline: Zero Hedge Invited to White House Press Pool Despite Lies About Fort Knox Gold, published at 6:59 p.m. UTC, April 10, 2025. Far-right financial news blog Zero Hedge, which lied about Fort Knox's gold reserves and shares Russian state media pieces, is reportedly the only new media outlet invited to the White House's Thursday press pool. NBC News reporter Catherine Doyle shared the White House press announcement today, which listed Zero Hedge, run by Daniel Evangieski, under new media for today's press schedule. The White House also listed ABC under radio, Time under print, Reuters under wire, and Fox under TV. Zero Hedge is an X-based news aggregator and blog with over 2 million followers that has been described as conspiratorial, a spreader of Russian propaganda, and a permabear alarmist. This February, various users, including Bitcoiners and Elon Musk, began to question if the Fort Knox gold reserves held 147.3 million ounces of gold as it claimed. Zero Hedge said there was no gold and that it hadn't been checked, which baited Musk into questioning Fort Knox's gold stores. The gold hadn't disappeared and has been checked on frequently and publicly for years. In 2022, U.S. intelligence officials accused Zero Hedge of sharing articles published by Moscow-controlled media to an audience unaware of the links to Russia's government. The blog denied claims from U.S. officials while saying it publishes a wide spectrum of views and has never worked, collaborated, or cooperated with Russia. Finnish social media researcher and creator of Vatnik Soup, Pekka Kallioniemi, detailed how Zero Hedge often shares pro-Russian articles and called it a fake news blog. In one instance, Zero Hedge reportedly shared false images of a Pentagon explosion, created with AI, that was also shared by the Russian state news outlet RT. These characterizations, and the fact that Zero Hedge admits in a bizarre conflict of interest page that it is talking our book and trading the news it reports on, makes it a rather fitting choice for the Trump administration. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.